All you've got to do is change causation on anything, and you get persistence. Well, that's the basic law of matter, energy, space, and time. Now, the masses and significances of the mind are mock-ups. And they're real. They have actual energy. Otherwise, they'd never register on this meter. Mental energy is energy. Mental mass is mass. Mental space is space. Now, get this operation, this wonderful operation that was pulled many, many eons ago, probably the first time by the first psychologist, which is probably what made him a psychologist, because he's been doing it ever since. Bill says, I've just mocked up something in my mind. And Joe says, well, it was just imaginary. And that, of course, made him the first psychologist. He changed the character of the mock-up by implication. And that is another method of making anything persist. He implied it wasn't real. Of course, people all over the place have got banks, you know, and they say, well, I can see pictures, but they're just imaginary. That's a highly adventurous course to go on, because a guy gets stuck in an engram that he wants to get rid of. He can sit right there and look at the picture of the automobile wreck that he took at the time. Then he says it's just imaginary and it isn't real, which is a misdescription. It's an alter-isness of the actuality. And, of course, you don't get anything as-ising. Things only disappear when you approximate the conditions of their creation. The character of them and so forth. Therefore, you run through an engram with somebody. And at first, he's got wild tales to tell, if this is a real bad engram, you see. And he goes over it all over the place. And then it'll go black. And then it'll go invisible. And all of a sudden, he starts to give you something like the straight dope. And then he gets a somatic. The somatic of the incident. And as he runs it through, it gets straighter and straighter. And when he's finally got it all straight, even to including the fact that he caused the accident and the picture, that's the end of the engram. It's as simple as that. What you've done is get him to recognize his own causation. He's got the picture, not the driver of the car. If you got a hold of the driver of the car, you'd have to run the driver of the car with his picture. Anybody present had a role in this accident, believe me. He's also got to accept the responsibility that he had with regard to the accident, with regard to the whole works. And you get a diminution then of the facsimile or the engram. Without doing that, you don't get the thing completely gone.